US journalist Danny Fenster has been reunited with his family in America just days after he was released from jail in Myanmar. He was given a lengthy sentence last week after being convicted for spreading false information. He'd already been in prison for 6 months. Supporters of Sean Turnell, the Australian economist detained in the conflict-torn nation after the February coup, are buoyed by Fenster's release. Southeast Asia correspondent Mazoe Ford reports.
After 176 days in a Myanmar jail, journalist Danny Fenster was overjoyed to be reunited with his family in New York.
How's it feel to be back?
Feels incredible.
Just 3 days earlier, the magazine editor was facing a very different fate. A military court sentenced him to 11 years jail for incitement and breaches of immigration and unlawful assembly laws. But former US ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, negotiated with the junta for his release. Peter Grester from the Alliance for Journalists' Freedom says it's a great result for Mr. Fenster, but points to a bigger problem.
There are literally dozens and dozens of other journalists inside Myanmar who are still in prison, who don't have the support of a foreign government to advocate for them and to help negotiate their release, and who are languishing in prison simply for doing their jobs.
Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch says thousands of political prisoners are behind bars too.
So Danny's the story we hear about, but there's more than 10,000 people who've been arrested since the coup, and a lot of the charges are just crazy. You know, you'd laugh at them if it wasn't just so horrible to think about what's happened to these people behind bars. Human Rights Watch has verified that, you know, people have been tortured there, including being tortured to death.
Others are on trial in closed courts, such as Australian economist Sean Turnell, who was advising Ms. Suu Kyi's government before the coup. He's facing up to 14 years jail if found guilty of violating the Official Secrets Act. But friend Tim Harcourt says the deportation of Danny Fenster offers hope.
Well, it's extraordinary, isn't it? It just shows that all these things are up for negotiation.
He says because Australia's efforts to negotiate the release of Professor Turnell have so far failed, it might be time to change tack.
The US is very good at getting its citizens out of difficult places using their, you know, their former senior statesmen and women. And I don't see why you wouldn't. We have a lot of ex-prime ministers at the moment making a lot of noise in the press. Why not have them do something useful?
Journalist Peter Grester, who spent more than a year in an Egyptian prison, believes Australia's quiet diplomacy towards Myanmar since the coup isn't working.
Look, I think we need to get noisy. I think that the military junta in Myanmar are sensitive to public opinion. I think they're conscious of the way that the rest of the world sees and understands them. They've got pretty thick skins, but I still think that that kind of noise does have an effect. We also need to, as a country, need to apply considerable diplomatic pressure.
The Australian government has repeatedly asked the junta to release Sean Turnell and all those unjustly detained. It's also severed military ties and redirected aid money, but has not gone as far as the US, UK and EU by imposing sanctions.
That's our Southeast Asia correspondent, Mazoe Ford.